You just pick all the moss off of it, and you break the fern fronds off, and you have your medicine.
Locally produced, locally processed, or locally made.
Quail are just the most fantastic little animal all around.
These soils are capable of producing enough vegetables to meet nutritional needs of 1 million people a year in perpetuity.
Our idea of what good food is.
You're tuned to us in Masset, where the mushrooms are growing at 103.9 FM and in Prince George at 91.5 FM. What did you have for dinner last night? Maybe you were in a rush, stopped by a drive-thru, got some fast food, or maybe you were lucky enough to get a home-cooked meal. Now think about the ingredients. How many of those were from your local region? It can be difficult to find everything you need nearby, but that's just what two Prince George residents are doing. Melanie Anderson and Angela Keller have committed to a whole year of eating local, and the locavores joined us on the show at the very beginning of our harvest series about 2.5 weeks ago to tell us about their plan. And now to conclude our series, we're checking in to see how it's shaping up so far. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Angela.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us in the Daybreak studios this morning. It's still harvest season. Melanie, are you finding everything you need to make up a meal?
Yes, finding so much, actually.
And Angela, what about you? What's the most interesting thing that you have eaten locally in the last 2.5 weeks?
Well, I made gumbo the other night, and instead of using peppers and celery, I used zucchini and carrots. So I made it a local version of the Louisiana favorite.
And how did it taste?
Oh, excellent.
Angela and Melanie, are you cooking for one another to try to stay local?
Yeah, we've had a few cook-offs together trying to get through all the produce that we get every week.
Right. And how easy is it to get through all of that produce? Because right now it's a time of bounty, Angela.
Yeah, we got a lot of kale, actually. So we're freezing a lot of kale for later on, which will be good in the winter months.
How do you freeze kale?
Just chop it up, put it in a bag, and put it in the freezer. It's pretty easy.
Melanie, kale for some is a bit of an acquired taste. What are some of the different ways that you plan on using that abundance of kale?
I use kale in so much now. I don't by any means use that as my only vegetable, but I fry it, make soups, smoothies. I eat it like salad, so bake it like chips. There's really anything you can do with kale.
Have you had any moments, Angela, where you wish that you hadn't taken on this diet?
Well, I'm getting some weird cravings sometimes.
Like what?
I never really went to fast food places, but I was beside a Wendy's the other day and I really wanted a chocolate Frosty. Like,
do you
really
think that's
bad.
Just because you can't get it?
Well, exactly.
Although I suppose you could get it in a way if you source things locally.
Yeah, but it's
maybe
not
the chocolate
like,
would be hard.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's about the convenience factor that's not there anymore, right?
Melanie, any strange cravings for you?
alcohol. I've been on a lot of local beers lately, and I think that's the one thing I'm missing is a good vodka tonic on the weekend.
Huh, very interesting. Now, let's talk about moving past those cravings to the things that the items that are available right now. Angela, where is most of what you eat coming from these days?
Most of what I'm shopping for is at the University Farmers Market. We have a bunch of producers up there right now, and they have carrots, they have beets, they have kale, they have parsley, fresh onions, everything you need, basically. It's there at the moment.
How about you, Melanie? Do you have a garden of your own to harvest from?
I do have a garden. What's left in there right now, just got the last of the potatoes and onions, and there's a bit of kale that survived the frost, but everything else is already gone.
The harvest season is winding down, so what are you going to be doing next about produce when those farmers markets aren't running anymore? Angela, I'll turn it to you first.
Sure. That's why we're kind of thinking ahead and freezing a lot of things. We do have the Good Food Box option, which sources locally for, like within BC, for we get a lot of potatoes and cabbage and beets in the winter, which is great, but that's what we'll be eating.
How about preserving? Melanie, are you going to be doing any of that?
Yeah, actually, we did a batch of pickles, so looking forward to trying it and seeing how those went. But I'm also trying to look at doing some pickled beets and see what else we can do. But I think we got a little lazy these last couple weeks being so busy at school, and we've just been freezing the majority of it.
Yeah, that's going to be the hardest part, is trying to juggle eating locally with the demands of school, I suppose. How do you plan on juggling that in the coming weeks, Melanie?
I pack a lot of snacks to get through my days, so a lot of snack packs of cut up vegetables and baked goods that I find at the market, and that's what gets me through the day and not make me end up at Tim Hortons, which would have been my normal go to.
You have been doing this for 2.5 weeks now, as I mentioned, Angela. If we were to have you back on the show in 6 months' time, what do you think you might say about the experience, given the way it's gone so far?
Well, so far, so good. It's a really easy time to be doing this because the produce is so plentiful at the farmers market. We do have an all-year market, which is really great, although it will be limited in 6 months for sure. Yeah, talk to us in 6 months and then ask us.
Well, what about you, Melanie? If you were to look into the future, what do you think that your feelings might be on this diet?
I think I'm finally going to be able to move past the things I'm missing and enjoy the things that I do have by then, I hope.
Well, I think we'll look forward to checking in with you probably next summer when it's harvest time again to see how this has all fared for you over the hard winter months and the early spring months. Melanie, Angela, thanks so much for checking in again this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Bye, Angela. Bye, Melanie.
Bye.
Melanie Anderson and Angela Keller, they're two Prince George residents who are committed to eating only local food for an entire year. They're now a little more than 3 weeks into the challenge, and you can follow the adventures on Melanie's blog. That is melthelocavore.blogspot.com. Again, that's melthelocavore.blogspot.com. And we turn it over to you. Have you tried to eat nothing but local food for a whole year or even for a whole week? Tell us about it. What's some of the favorite local food you've recently enjoyed, maybe from your own garden? You can send us an email, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. Call us on the listener line, 1-866-340-1932. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Daybreak North.